Anthropic is calling for a global pause on AI development so that global safety ground rules can be set, but acknowledges that such a pause would be difficult to enforce. The call comes as research into AI development is increasingly powered by AI itself, a phenomena called recursive self-improvement. For Anthropic, the evidence suggests that the human role is narrowing at each step in the AI development process. OpenAI and Anthropic have both filed for an initial public offering. OpenAI is filing despite having missed recent targets for new users and revenue. The company's CFO is concerned that the company might not be able to support its massive data center spending. The company raised $122 billion from its March funding round, which is what it is spending on data center compute resources. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump is considering an investment by the U.S. government in AI companies, with OpenAI seen as a likely investment candidate. An investment by the government in OpenAI also corresponds to the company's recent public wealth fund proposal, where revenue from the company could be distributed directly to citizens, allowing more people to participate directly in the upside of AI-driven growth, regardless of their starting wealth or access to capital. For one former Microsoft employee, the groundwork is already being laid for a government bailout of OpenAI. On society issues, an MIT Technology Review article looks at the increase in AI-generated court documents submitted mostly by people in the U.S. who cannot afford a lawyer or whose case does not capture any lawyer's interest. Use of AI is not a safety guarantee for people, as people without lawyers are far more likely to lose their case than people with lawyers. With chatbots dispensing legal advice, one question that arises is whether conversations with the chatbots should be considered privileged in the manner that conversations between a lawyer and a client are privileged. There is also the question about whether a chatbot is liable when it gives bad legal advice. Elsewhere, The Guardian published an interview with Joanna Stern, a former personal technology journalist with The Wall Street Journal, who has just published a book entitled I Am Not a Robot, My Year Using AI to Do Almost Everything. The book describes the journalist's year of 24/7 AI living, where she used AI to answer emails and texts, interpret a mammogram, and engage in household tasks. For the journalist, her life was the reality already starting to arrive for all of us. I just happened to live it first. On model development, Google released its Gemma 4.12b model under the open-source Apache 2.0 license. The model is small enough to run on a standard enterprise laptop with 16 gigabytes of VRAM. One feature of the model is its encoder-free architecture that allows the LLM core to directly process video and audio, without the need for the usual pre-processing stage. This increases inference latency and reduces memory consumption. Meanwhile, a VentureBeat article outlines a playbook for adopting agentic AI for coding. A key reason for a playbook is that AI is helping to create code at a faster rate, but this is not leading to an increase in software quality. The article argues that AI can accelerate failure with increased outages and technical debt, unexpected cost spikes, and poor governance. However, these should not be seen as inherent failures of AI, but rather as operational failures of individual projects. The EU's Artificial Intelligence Act comes into full effect on August 2 this year. A Harvard Kennedy School professor writes that the European Commission's AI office will inherit three specific powers on August 2 regarding general AI models. First, it will be able to demand technical clarifications from AI model providers, such as training data summaries and model safety reports. Second, it can ask for independent safety evaluations, which could require model providers giving access to their models at least via APIs. Third, the AI office can request that providers take mitigation actions, and can even have the model withdrawn from the market. On cybersecurity issues, an MIT Technology Review article looks at implications from a cybersecurity attack where cybercriminals used Meta's AI to take over Instagram accounts. The criminals used a simple approach. They asked the agent to change the email address associated with each account, and the agent complied with the request. One noteworthy point about this attack is its simplicity. While there is genuine concern about the hacking prowess of Claude Mythos, this attack showed that AI agents could be tricked by the simplest of means. Several cybersecurity experts have expressed surprise that Meta's AI agent was so easily fooled, as if the AI had never been tested. Meanwhile, open-source code repositories remain an attractive vector for cybercriminals to launch supply chain attacks on companies by introducing malware into the code stored by the repositories. Glassworm is a much-publicized recent malware campaign. The cybercriminals infected popular software packages with malware for data exfiltration and credential stealing. One major concern is that shutdown of infected repositories only yields temporary relief because cybercriminals can quickly move to other repositories, publishing malware in different code packages under different account names.